This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Come on, gang, I found a place for us to start our Star Wars caroling.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted
Hey, Porky.
Santa, I want new lips for Christmas. Takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. That would be you. This is the network show for December 13th, 2010. This is a companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email, voicemail, and social network comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. There's a regular show that we run. It's where usually a lot of these comments come from. You might want to listen to that. Or one of those recent ones, so you get the idea of what's going on here. Otherwise, it's just me and Craig making comments to a bunch of people making stuff for us. What? With me is my co-host, Craig Stepp. It's not in the writing, so I always forget to say it.
I know it.
We got to change our template.
Yeah, we do.
How are you, Craig?
I'm good. Actually, I'm festive.
Festive?
Yeah, I'm very festive.
Suddenly I picture you in red and green plaid.
Well, I've had an overload of Christmas cheer this
Hey, we got your Christmas card. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Merry Christmas. Nice. Did Harrison actually write his name on all of those?
Oh, yeah. He's eight. Yeah.
Child Dad, labor. This is like number 576. I'm getting writer's cramp.
Yes, he wrote his name on that one. But, yeah, we've had an overload of Christmas festivities here already. You know, everything from going out, getting the tree. We went to the Charlotte Motor Speedway was doing a thing with Christmas lights and all that. So yeah, we rode out there. That was really cool. Let's see, what else we do? Oh, and while we were there, they had one of those skating rinks with the plastic. Have you seen those? You probably haven't.
Skating rinks with plastic.
Yeah, it's like an old plastic instead of ice. So you're skating, and I mean, it kind of feels like it, but the skates don't really dig in the ice. You know how the blades kind of dig in a little bit?
No, because ice skates work by friction heating up the ice and creating a thin layer of water that helps you glide along the ice.
Well, you know, what I'm saying is the skates feel like ice skates feel like they kind of dig in a little bit as you, especially when you're turning.
Okay.
You know, but these, there's like no give, and the toe clip is like, it hits the plastic and it's like, it stops you. Or the, what do you call it? The teeth? What do you call them?
Yeah, it's a toe kick.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, and of course, I busted my tail and I think I tweaked my ankle just a tad.
So you're getting too old, man.
No, wait a minute. Well, it wasn't just I didn't have my skate all the way tight like you're supposed to. So I wobbled a little bit, and I started to fall, and I said, don't fall on my foot, and I was trying to get it out, and I fell right on the fence, so the post went under my armpit. I'm sore there, I tweaked my ankle. I'm like, forget it. So I figure you guys can skate like on the water in your neighborhood or something, can't you?
I haven't really skated in probably 30, maybe closer to 40 years, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But do people like, I mean, I guess you have ponds that freeze over, right?
I take that back. I did go a couple of times with the kids while we were in Marquette, Michigan. So it's still a bit of work. I mean, I can do it and I can get to the point where I'm comfortable and things don't hurt. But it's not like as natural as, say, roller skating was, because I did that for years and years.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, what I'm saying is it gets cold enough up there, your ponds freeze, right?
Oh, yeah. But you have to have the right conditions, because just because the pond is frozen, there's probably also a layer of snow on it.
Well, I was going to say, one, just because you got ice over a pond, I don't think I have the kahunas to walk out there.
Oh, man, people are, like, driving trucks out on the lake. Well, not yet, but...
But it had to be cold for a while to be able to do that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Things are just starting to freeze over.
When you start mentioning ice fishing or something like that, I'm thinking of a grumpier old man.
Yep. Yep, that's pretty much what you get.
Get out of here, you schmuck. No.
All right, shall we begin with some of this voicemail to which people contributed?
Yes, please.
I got to check. I think this first one is from Charles Stell in the Piney Woods of Arkansas.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. It's Charles in Arkansas.
Hey, Charles.
And, well, waxing nostalgic. Yes, way back in the old days, pre-PC even, in the 70s, we had a bunch of mini computers, you know, actual IC chips, no microprocessors, huge circuit boards. And we loaded our programs from paper tape.
Ow.
I remember hearing the anguished cries of one of my coworkers one day when he discovered that we had just acquired a high-speed paper tape reader.
High-speed.
He loaded a 6-inch diameter roll of tape onto the machine, hit the switch, it spewed out in the floor, was promptly sucked up by the cooling fans and turned into confetti. I know why he was crying, because a roll of tape that size took 9 years to punch on a KSR-33. So there's one from the past. Bye.
But only 5 years on the KSR-50.
Wow. 9 years.
Ow.
I bet it felt like 9 years.
Yeah, I need Bob Pancratz to call in. He had a great story about paper tape, too. It had something to do with booting the old system, and it was in some kind of loop, and you pulled on this thing as if it was some kind of ripcord. He can do better justice to the story than I do. If he's listening, he'll know what story it is. Give us a call, Bob. You know the number.
Yeah. Hey.
Call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT.
He's getting old like us. You might forget.
Hey, I was... When he was talking about it takes like 9 years to put all that in, I was thinking of Deep Thought from Hitchhiker's Guide.
Right.
Where they feed it and it's like, what was it, a million years? How many millions of years was it? A million years to come up with the...
There's a trivia answer question.
Yeah.
Come on, listeners.
I'm drinking beer, so I don't remember. Actually, I am reading Hitchhiker's Guide again.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
How far did you get?
I just started. The other day. I got it. I went and bought it from Google Books because, you know, they just came out with a book service. So I bought it, the ultimate one that has like 4 or 5 books, I think. And I'm just reading them on my phone or my iPad. It's kind of cool.
Neat.
Just like Kindle or anything, I guess. But
does it have like pictures, formatting? Or is it
pictures?
Is it just a stream of text?
It's the book.
So it's actually got book formatting.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You just flip the pages.
Okay.
Just like a Kindle. Yeah. Have you bought a Kindle book or anything?
Yeah. I'm thinking, if you remember some of those old Gutenberg ones that we used to read on the Palm, it was pretty much, mm-hmm. there wasn't a whole lot of formatting. It was just text.
Yeah. No, it's formatted in the sense where you can change the fonts and the font size, that kind of thing. So it looks pleasing, but it's just like a Kindle, you know, you flip the pages and read along. So.
Okay. Cool stuff. All right, we have another one here from Brad P. in NJ. Apparently, he gets by with a little help from his friends.
Good evening. This is Brad P. from NJ calling to leave a message for Chuck and Craig. Oh, guys, this has been a heck of a day, and you guys have helped me get through it. I traveled from Newark to Charlotte, beautiful, freezing Charlotte, then to Denver, which was actually warmer than either Newark or Charlotte. And now I'm back in New Jersey. Let's see. I parked the car here this morning at 4.
Oh.
And it's now 12:45. 4 to 4 is 12. It's 18, so 20. 20 hours later, I'm back.
Long day.
And, And you guys definitely saved me in my last couple of hours coming back. I needed some sanity, and believe it or not, you guys actually provided the sanity.
What?
So thanks for the show. Thanks for all the stuff you guys do. And 101, actually, sorry, 0101, because I don't know.
101
could be misconstrued as negative or positive, so therefore we must precede it with a zero.
Hold on.
0101.
A bit pedantic, I know.
Scratch him off the Christmas card list. No. I was thinking, wow, he must be calling me thinking of Leo Laporte or something, because we would just make the trip seem longer.
glad we could help.
Yeah.
Glad we could help. You know, I had some of those while I was snowblowing, too. It's like, you know, I'm going to be here a while. I need a podcast that's about an hour long.
About an hour long.
Brad, hey, you know, I feel your pain. The traveling is getting to me.
Yeah, you've been traveling yourself a good bit, too.
Yep.
Well, Brad, I saw him tweet that he was coming into Charlotte and went, whoa, you're coming to Charlotte. And he was going to be at the airport for a couple hours or an hour, a little layover. And I was thinking, if I could get over there, I'd take him to dinner or something, but couldn't quite work that out.
Yeah, if somebody's got a layover, they're kind of stuck in the terminal behind the security gate.
Yeah, that's kind of a logistic problem. If he's there for several hours, you know, it might be worth it to leave and come back. But, I don't know. But anyway, I tried.
Yep. I've had some of those in Chicago. Heading to Chicago this week. But you know what? Let's go on with the email. We've got that crazy song we haven't played in a while.
Letters, oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today. Reach right in and pull one out. Those letters, I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh boy,
mailman, mail today.
The first one's not actually an email. It's more of a Facebook comment. From Greg Kloiber. He writes on Facebook, love Technorama, salute to floppies on show number 288. Gotta love that.
Hey, and 288 is exactly double the number of megabytes run a floppy.
So if you cut a notch in a double high density 3.5-inch floppy, you get...
from 144 to 288, right? Right?
I'm having an effect on you if you start seeing numbers like that. It's working.
Yay, I won one. Yay.
It's working. He sees 288, he sees double 144 and thinks of a floppy.
an HD floppy.
Yeah, not those little 720 things.
No. That's right.
You know, I don't know if I told you about Wozniak and the way his brain works kind of like that. He was on, I can't remember what show it was, but... somebody was trying to set him up with a date, and he was just going nuts like that. He took his date to Bob's Big Boy, and he goes, Bob's Big Boy, B is a very good letter because it's the second letter in the alphabet, and two is a great number in numeric systems. In binary number systems, two is a good number. And he's kind of going off like Rain Man for a while. Yeah, let's look at the same thing. And it would be,
how much are your dinners here? About a dollar.
It would be fun to lock horns with him on something like that once.
No. He would be one that I'd be scared to. He would just own.
No, I'd do some sparring with him.
Yeah.
Second one is from our own Mad Marv. He writes regarding photo backups. I think this should have gotten last week's, but I forgot where it was hiding. He writes, I just cleaned up my photos folder and I got about 260 gigabytes of photos archived in a huge Lightroom catalog. I currently back up my computer incrementally with Retrospect, and I also put my current Lightroom catalog in Dropbox so that the photos are backed up to the cloud temporarily while I edit them.
Nice.
Whoa, he must have a lot of Dropbox storage then.
Well, if it's his current Lightroom, no, I know where he's going. What he's saying is he's got a master library on an external drive or something, but he's got a working one on his laptop. So, which I did the same thing because you can't have 260 gigs of just photos sitting on a laptop or whatever. So.
Okay.
He's got the 50 gig plan. He says so in the chat room.
50 gig plan. Wow.
Yeesh. Oh.
Money.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Mar's got that mad money right there.
These single young professional guys.
Yeah, that's right.
He also writes in regarding the golden age of sci-fi authors. My favorite is Robert Heinlein, and he has the distinction of winning the most Hugo Awards.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
He also has a bit of the curse Marvel Comics had in the 1980s. Every movie based on one of his works has sucked.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going into specifics, but yes.
And then finally he writes, I recommend The Moon is a Harsh Mistress and Time Enough for Love. If you're looking to get Harrison hooked on classic sci-fi writers, I suggest Starman Jones, Farmer in the Sky, Podcane of Mars, and Starship Troopers. Did I mention the Marvel curse? Yeah, the Starship Troopers was written as an intelligent children's book and won the Hugo for best novel, but Hollywood dumbed it down and made it sleazy.
Well, Starship Troopers was written as an intelligent children's book. I was not aware of that. Huh. Okay. But yes, the movie blew. It just, I was like, I went in thinking, oh, this is going to be pretty cool. And when we watched it, I'm thinking, okay, these aliens are hurling rocks at Earth, and that's all we got, and they were going to go kill them. Just, I don't know. It didn't speak to me. Sorry.
It's about the bugs, man.
Then Neil Patrick Harris came in and used his mental powers and stopped it all. Wasn't that right?
Wasn't he in that one?
Yeah, I just pulled it up on IMDb. Yeah,
okay,
there he was.
It's been forever since I've seen that movie.
And he's the one that ended up with the telepathic powers.
Okay.
You know what? I will go read the book. I'll give that a shot, but I'm not watching the movie again. It's like, I mentioned this before. It's like that and Wing Commander. I was looking forward for Wing Commander because I love the games. Even had Mark Hamill in it, not the movie, but it's like, here you go. They're on a spaceship. The ship's going to take off. One of them crashed on the little runway, and and you're in space. Where's the gravity? And it kind of slides off the side like it was falling. I'm like, didn't it just float away? There was a lot of stupid stuff like that in it. It didn't work for me either.
Yeah. Okay, that takes care of our listener mail.
Have you not seen any of those movies?
You got the music.
Another letter from our listener, Dave.
That's it, man. That's it. Two voicemails, okay. And Facebook, and an email. We want to hear more from you.
But and to course, all a good night. Sorry.
You know how to reach us. Call the listener line 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. Or send us an email, technorama@chuckchat.com. We will be watching for Facebook and Twitter comments also on a periodic random basis. Is it random? Something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
Flag us on Twitter with #tech101. There's a certain group of elite people, a certain group of elite fighting force that makes a regular donation, $2 a month to the tip jar, and they get special content. We got something coming out shortly for them, too. So if you want
to... The Tetrama Troopers?
Wow.
Well, I don't want to say army, because that's kind of taken.
Yeah, okay. Part of our network. The nodes.
That's it. Yeah, the packets.
The packets.
No, the nodes. That's right, the nodes.
They're going to get that good stuff, and we're going to have that for them shortly. How about you can also do a review in the iTunes Music Store? Sorry, still getting used to the new mixer. Sorry about burning your ears on that one. Not new mixer, but new mixer layout.
I was going to say, a new mixer?
The office layout has changed. My fingers don't know where to go. Thanks to Mad Marv and the rest of the crew for the great blog content during the week. Ustream for giving us some of their bandwidth to share this on Sunday nights. And the chat room by thinstack.net. Steve Rickenberg and all the great people over there at thinstack.net helping us out with that. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with a whole bunch of great podcasts at farpointmedia.com. Find them at, of course, farpointmedia.com, or go to iTunes and look at the Farpoint Media page. There's a bazillion of them there. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama, and as always, a binary high five.
Frigid 101.
Sleeping Beauty is the first full-length animated feature photographed in what we call Technorama 70. Our previous features like Snow White, Pinocchio, and Cinderella were made for the standard size theater screen. So they were shot on 35mm film like this. But Sleeping Beauty was filmed in Technorama 70 like this.